Community leaders from law enforcement, EMS, mental health, and local schools gathered last night to talk about the rising mental health impacts tied to high-potency marijuana in Marinette and Menominee counties. Panelists say they're seeing a dramatic increase in cannabis-induced psychosis, particularly among teens. CCT Supervisor, Ambulance Department at Aurora Medical Center Bay Area, Mike Orlando.
Cases where they have the terrible anxiety, they can have suicidal thoughts, and really just like these short-term periods where they're just unable to control themselves. And obviously, it's very resource-intensive as well.
Emergency responders say today's THC products can reach potency levels 10 to 20 times higher than marijuana from decades past, especially concentrated edibles and vape oils. Officer Brad Bile, traffic safety officer with the City of Marinette Police Department.
Derivatives and edibles and stuff, they're like up into the 90% THC potency. So you have to take a lesser fraction of the dosage and you're getting 10 times more potency. So we're saying it's causing the brain to have this ultimate trip that puts them into a psychosis. So from the law enforcement side of things, you know, we're seeing a lot of individuals that are super paranoid. They're believing things that aren't true. They're acting out with aggression.
Menominee County Sheriff Darren Kudwa says psychosis-driven calls are now weekly, sometimes daily, including violent encounters and impaired driving cases involving both teens and adults.
Marijuana now with the edibles, the dabs, the vape pens, with the high THC potions, is just, I guess for a better lack of words, it's making people crazy.
Menominee Police Department Officer Mike Kroff says the solution starts at home with honest conversations, monitoring of technology, and quick action when behavior changes.
When it comes to parents and children, children have a low expectation of privacy in homes. You know, if you suspect that your child has something in their room, go check it out. You're the parent, you're the person in charge. So I would say go ahead and check the room out, make sure something should be in there, check their phone, check their stuff. Again, they have a very low expectation of privacy. You are the parent.
The panel closed with a message of tough love and community responsibility, reminding families that cannabis-induced psychosis is real, preventable, and increasingly common. For Bay Cities Radio, I'm Melissa Ebge.